Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about ageism. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, if ageism is such an issue in the software engineering industry, then why do people who want to switch their careers in their 30s and above get tons of positive comments about their worries? Well, because the vast majority of people want to be supportive towards people who are perceived as doing something scary, going through a hard time, or gonna do something like that are down on their luck or victims and so forth. It's the same reason why humans have this tendency. For example, there is always a stigma when you're dealing with someone who is perceived as being the aggressor, because the almost natural instinct for most people is to side with the victim in all situations, basically regardless of what it is. And the same thing is true here. And another part of it is that just because there is ageism, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the end of the world, because the supportiveness, if that makes sense, it's not really misplaced, because just because you're in your 30s and you change careers, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get hired as a software developer, because that positivity is very warranted, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, if that makes sense. It's not exclusive. It's not like there is an ageism and all the positive feedback is just nonsense because the ageism is going to stop it. It would have been a whole different ballpark if someone said, I don't know, I'm going to learn how to fly by jumping off a roof or something like that. Then I'm pretty sure that hopefully nobody's going to give a lot of positive feedback on those ideas, because it's probably not going to work all that well. But in this scenario, there is actually more than a good chance that you're going to get to be a software developer, even if there is an ageism. And so, as I've explained before, guys, the ageism thing is definitely something that is out there to a certain degree, but the thing that it's usually targeting is not so much the age itself of the person, has more to do with your hunger, your culture fit, how well do you fit into the company, etc., etc. And that's in no way something that blocks you from actually getting employed as a software developer, because the demand is very much there. And the thing that usually stops people from becoming software developers has less to do with the age and has more to do with their general skill, and can they meet the expectations, and do they have the soft skills to collaborate with the people within the IT industry and so forth. And that is a much tougher thing to deal with than most other things. Most software developers are not getting into the industry, not so much due to the age, but more because either the area that they are in is saturated with junior level developers, or they simply don't have the skills whatsoever to fill the requirements. I've said on a few occasions, and that's still the case, where if I might be able to recommend a candidate for employment, I would say the rate is 1 to 10 people, maybe, something like that-ish, in terms of how many CVs and code tests and stuff like that I go through before we even reach a single candidate who is applicable to do the job. And if we were to say, okay, how many of those candidates are mid-level or senior-level experiences, you might not be able to hire a junior-level experience, then it's even less than that. I would say that then we're talking about 20 people in one, maybe one of 20 people-ish, before you reach such an individual. That's how scarce it is. And this is me doing, I've been doing weekly interviews for quite some time now over my career. Not every single day or something like that, but we're talking I've interviewed at least 100 people, I think. in like in face-to-face conversations, and if we talk about like doing code reviews and like re-evaluating CVs and stuff like that, it's a lot more than that. So, and the age factor is, as I said, it's usually not the thing that is the most important. It has, as I said, more to do with those actual hard skills and if you have the right outlook on IT and so forth. It's not so common that I see people saying that, oh no, I've actually never even heard it. Like someone say, oh, this person is too old to work here. That's, at least in my part of the world, never been a concern. But the positive feedback is also something you should be a little bit careful with, because I also see they because that can be like a negative thing as well, which is the it's the times that we live in, and I've frustratingly had to deal with a lot of people like that, where everything is a good idea. Nothing is ever a bad idea, and anybody who has something to criticize about something is the bad guy. And the reality is that the sort of people who are like addicted to positivity like that, they are usually imbeciles, in my opinion. The reason being because the a rationally thinking person does not consider every single thing as just a positive. Having a positive attitude is very important to make any sorts of progress, but when you allow that positivity to be the most important thing, all and excluding everything else, not like rationality, thoughts, or anything like that, and like taking in new information that is contradicting that positivity in any way. It doesn't matter if you're positive or you're negative, it's the same thing. It's you're like all negative about everything. You're also an imbecile, in my opinion, or like an idiot, because then you're not actually rationally looking at what's going on and trying to reason around what's more like what's more probable. It's basically like cellless thinking. And so when people give you positive feedback, that may not necessarily always be the most honest feedback, because the concern for such a person might not be to give you honest feedback, it might be to just make you feel better. And there's a lot of people who just want to make other people feel better, but it's the as I like to say, it's sort of like trying to put a positive spin on an unsustainable situation. You can do that a few times, but the problem is still there. It doesn't go away. You can put a bow on anything, and it's still going to bite you in the ass. And for a lot of people, it's actually a feedback I gave to a lot of companies that I've worked with, where like they talk about how can we make the create them more cheery and happy workforce, or like the make people happier within the company. And I go fix their problems, the actual problems, because having like a little, you know, Friday get together every so often, or like putting out some positive messages and saying great job and so forth, it doesn't work if everything is shit all the time. Nobody cares, because the only people who are affected by that are people who, as I said, like if you don't understand the difference between saying something nice and actually creating results that are positive and like feel meaningful, then you're on, as I said, this sort of instant like shallow gratification route, where the only thing that matters to you is constant positivity above all else. And as I've said, it's not sustainable if you're not producing results and so forth. So an example of this would be if your mom tells you that you're perfect in every single way, and yet you're never, I don't know, getting a job or getting a date, or like you can, etc. said all these sorts of problems are still there, then maybe your mom is just trying to be nice. Or whoever's telling you that might just trying to be nice, but the reality is that there is actually things that you need to do, or things are not really working out, and you have to actually face reality at some point, even though it feels nice to get that confirmation from someone who's sort of trying to make you feel better. And it's not because they're trying to be mean. Some kind of cases, as I said, this is why it's this is a really good advice from people who like leaders around the world will probably be able to testify to this. It's very dangerous to just have like a panel of people who give you feedback who are all yes people, who are all just telling you what you want to hear all the time. Because if you only have people who tell you yes and think everything is a great idea all the time, then you're not actually getting an accurate picture in many cases of what's going on, and that's actually very dangerous. So what I want you to take away from this is that just because people are giving people positive feedback, you know, that doesn't mean that ageism isn't there. It's definitely tougher for you if you're in your 30s or older and so forth, if you're starting fresh, in many cases, to get a junior level software position, but it's not impossible by any means. I know people myself who have done this, and I was not in my early 20s. Well, I was in my mid-20s when I started, so it's not something that is, like, you know, if you don't do it since you're a kid or like a teenager, then it's not going to work out for you. You don't have to worry about that much, I can promise you. But at the same time, it's good to always remember that there is a difference between positive feedback and realistic feedback, and that's very important, I think, because a lot of people have this a reluctance to face reality, and there is even a more dangerous type of person who it's almost a fanatical thing for them. Positivity is absolutely everything, and if you give anybody actual, real, concrete pieces of feedback, like that sensationalism, that hunger for like constant positivity, everything is perfect, it's sort of, I guess, you've probably seen in media and so forth, where they will sensationalize absolutely everything to the absolute ideal, most idealistic case that they can possibly make it, and then sell it to you as the norm, because that is what you will emotionally respond best to, and they want you to emotionally respond best to things. And that's great if you're selling products or if you're trying to make someone feel better, etc., etc. But it's not so great when reality then hits you and everything that's been said, like, it doesn't measure up. And that's why, as I said, it's very important for you to look at things realistically. Don't be negative, don't be depressed. Like, that's also, like, that's the extreme other way. You have to be somewhere in the middle and look at, all right, I can look at things this way. I can probably do this because there's a lot of people who have done it, but it's probably going to require some work, and it may not be a complete breeze to get this thing to work right. So have a healthy look at things, as opposed to like believing people who are just telling you what you want to hear all the time. Have a great day.